some instances, we do come across dogs that have been put down that are microchipped. But we might find out then, once they're microchipped, they're not actually registered on a database. So we don't have an actual legal owner for them, even though we know who owns them. But if we to go on and stand in front of a judge and court, then you don't have a registered owner, I suppose. And that is where we're trying to close that loophole to ensure we have a legal owner for that animal. Like, you know, I mean, all my flock, all my sheep are, and all the cattle in the country are electronically tagged and they're registered to a farmer or to a registered owner, I would say, you know. So it's the same here for the dogs. Like, you know, it's really important that we get all this. Plus the fact that we know then how many dogs are in the country. And, I mean, it can be self-sustained then by, I mean, the current licensing that's out there. Like, you know, it'll be all self-sufficient. Like, you know, if everybody pays their dog license, you know. Suppose the key message is here now, we're starting to lambing here. You'll probably get about a million and a half lambs born between last week and the next 2 or 3 weeks. The farms are busy. There's young lambs out in the field. I mean, dogs are going to see these young lambs and you're just going to think that they're something to play with, you know, and you skip in through them. Like, you mean, and in worst case scenarios, it can cause death and injury to sheep and lambs, you know. So we're just trying to get the message out there to avoid people that have dogs, to avoid areas, going into areas that are uplands or farmlands and where there may be sheep.